and all that believed were together, and now they had all things in common. You think, how many remained after Pentecost that would have gone back to their homes? What needs were there all of a sudden with this church with 3,000 people? And it says here, part of, now it's describing part of that koinonia, that fellowship. It says, all that believed were together. They had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. Now look, we are never more like Jesus, obviously, than we're giving. We're giving, we're particularly taking care of somebody that's in need, and we're reflecting our Savior when we do that, no doubt. There isn't anything that requires you to sell what you have and give it away. In Acts chapter 5, when Ananias and Sapphira come and pretend that they had sold something and given everything to the Lord before the Lord strikes them dead, Peter says it wasn't required. It wasn't required. You don't have to do this. You don't have to act like you're doing something that you're not. Here, this passion of the early church, no doubt, you know, the apostles are also sharing, hey, we were with him when he floated away. And the angels came and said, this same Jesus that you saw go, he's coming again. And no doubt this early church, as they're abiding in the doctrine of Christ, part of that doctrine was his return. He's coming soon, the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Paul believed in that. He said, then we, which are alive, shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. He used a personal pronoun, including himself. Paul said to the single man in 1 Corinthians 7, look, guys, I would spare you, this is not the Lord, but it's my own opinion. If you guys will stay single, you have more time to serve the Lord. If you get married, you got to worry about the stuff your wife wants. If you stay single, you can serve the Lord. Now, that was obviously his opinion, because if everybody had listened to that in the first century, the church would have died out in the first century, you know. But, you know, the idea was in that statement, he had expectancy that the Lord returned his own life. He challenged Timothy to do certain things, he says, while you're waiting for the Lord to return. So there was that air of expectancy. This early church is excited. They're passionate. They're looking at one another. They're seeing people that have come from other lands, you know, staying there. How can we be part of this and so forth? And of course, they're selling things. They're giving away. Look, communism, this is not communism. Socialism and communism are the same thing. Socialism doesn't work because it's only a while before you run out of other people's money. That's why socialism doesn't work. But communism says this. Communism says, what's yours is mine. I don't care if you work for it. I don't care if you went to school. I don't care how much you sweated for it. What's yours is mine. That's communism. Capitalism is, oh no, what's mine is mine. I worked for it. I did this. What's mine is mine. That's capitalism. Christianity is what's mine is yours. Communism, what's yours is mine. Capitalism, what's mine is mine. Christianity, what's mine is yours. To take care of someone in the hospital, to write somebody a letter when you know they're broken down, to get to the funeral and say, can I get a meal? You know, it's that giving that's so healthy.